The Ghana National Fire Service has revoked the fire permit of a fuel marketing company, Lucky Oil, and has ordered it to stop the construction of its new filling station near Pambrose, near Weja, with immediate effect. This is in line with the service's resolve to clamp down on public facilities and establishments that flout the law of acquiring fire certificates before opening any business. The acting PRO of the service, Timothy Osafuefun, said the company's construction work near Weja is contrary to the agreed guidelines per the legislative instrument of the Fire Precaution Premises Regulations of 2003. Mr. Osafuefun, at a media briefing in Accra, said the service will continue investigating other public establishments which are not complying with the regulation and deal with them.
LI 1729, Fire Precaution Premises Regulations 2003, requires that all premises used or accessed by the public, whether for payment or not, are to obtain fire certificate. At any point in time, if the facilities in the premises do not provide safety for the occupants, the chief fire officer has an obligation to revoke the certificate until such a time that the anomalies are rectified. There has been growing concern over the building of a fuel station at Weja near Pambrose. That facility was given a fire permit based on fire engineering drawings and reports submitted to the chief fire officer for review. An inspection of the facility about 3 weeks ago by a team of officers led by the Greater Accra Regional Commander revealed that Lucky Oil, which is still under construction near Pambrose at Weja, has varied the construction of the fuel station without approval of the chief fire officer, contrary to Regulation 14 of LI 1724. Again, the 2-year period for which the permit was issued had expired without it being renewed. In view of the above, the chief fire officer has revoked the fire permit, and therefore the owner of Lucky Oil adjacent to Pambrose at Weja has no fire permit and is to stop the construction of the fuel station with immediate effect. This order shall remain effective until such a time that the chief fire officer is satisfied with the safety of the facility and to occupiers and neighbors. The Ghana National Fire Service wish to take this opportunity to appeal to other stakeholders, especially the Gasauth Municipal Assembly, to revoke the final permit issued for the construction of the filling station, since the premises is a fire risk and potential threat to the community.